Funding prevention care is a difficult sell. For one thing, the healthcare model in the United States is built on fee-for-service. How do you fund prevention if it's preventing the need for a service in the first place? For two, many prevention products take a long time to show whether or not they are effective, but not all. Today, we take a look at one project that's showing immediate health savings. Selena Hanshaw is a working mom of four kids ages 6 to 20.
As a mother of four, I've just kind of forgotten, you kind of forget. I know for myself, you just kind of forget about yourself. You're so worried about taking care for everyone else that you kind of neglect yourself. And then the part of being in denial, I mean, for myself, I just really didn't want to accept the fact that I had diabetes. I wanted to pretend that it didn't exist because that was just one more thing that I was, or several things that I was going to have to deal with.
Hanshaw is a nurse who is struggling to manage her diabetes, so she joined a local chronic care management program. The program is piloted by Marshall University School of Medicine in partnership with community health centers.
We're working specifically with high-risk diabetes patients because of the cost that they represent to the healthcare system.
That's Professor Richard Crespo, who heads up the program. In this program, high-risk diabetes patients are referred to a team that includes a mid-level provider, such as a nurse practitioner or physician's assistant, a nurse, and a community health worker. The community health worker is someone from the community they serve.
What the community health workers do in our model is work with patients on things that they should be doing for themselves, but because of a variety of circumstances are not able to.
Back at the house, Hanshaw is meeting with her community health worker, Kelly Browning. As part of her diabetes management, Hanshaw is trying to lose weight.
So what do you think this week you can do?
I think that
realistically,
if it's pretty, I would like to walk. There's a lot of incline over here in the hall next to us here. Some hills that go up. And I have this belly wrap, this band.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a sweat band that I've done. And I lost weight. I mean, was it like last summer or some? I would walk that. And then I would get to where I would jog. I would work myself up.
Browning pushes Hanshaw.
But if it's not pretty, what are you going to,
I'm going to have to make
myself get a goal still.
I've got to get on the elliptical.
Browning weighs Hanshaw, goes over her blood sugar, blood pressure, and then they develop a plan for the week.
Each patient is completely different, though, and they all need something different from us. Some need that stability of, hey, I'm going to call you every day and see that you took your medicine, or whatever it is that they need, that's what we do.
Browning has 32 patients and is one of three community health workers serving Mingo County. The program started in 2011 and is now in three states employing more than 20 community health workers.
Blood sugars have gone down dramatically.
That's Richard Crespo again. He says that over the course of the program, they've seen a clinically significant drop in blood sugar levels for participants.
And the more the blood sugar is controlled in the body, then less risk of amputation and eye disease and things like that. But more significantly is the decrease in using the emergency department and also going to the hospital. And that's where the payoff is to the insurance companies, is the decrease in using those resources.
The chronic care management program is grant funded from about seven different sources, according to Crespo. But grants aren't a long-term fix. Crespo says he's in talks with West Virginia's three private insurers and West Virginia Medicaid in order to continue funding the initiative.
Conceptually, it makes sense. It's just that the way that funding and reimbursement happens in medical care in the United States is based on fee-for-service. And this doesn't fit that model, and that's part of the dissonance, is figuring out a way to make it happen within how healthcare is paid for in the United States.
It's not just changing the way insurance companies fund healthcare, but also the way the legislature does.
What worries me is that we keep cutting these programs in order to balance the budget.
That's Senator Ron Stallings, an internal medicine doctor from Boone County. He's talking about how the state legislature is zeroing out a variety of state prevention programs. For him, prevention needs more funding, not less, with a focus on obesity since the condition is related so heavily to not only type 2 diabetes, but high blood pressure and heart disease, among other things.
I think the people up here that do the budgeting needs to understand the issue that it's $2.4 billion problem to West Virginia, and to not cut a program that's $250,000 and to really focus on school-based programs.
Prevention dollars are being redirected to opioid abuse prevention, but chronic diseases such as obesity, cancer, and diabetes kill far more people and are far more expensive. For Crespo, not all prevention dollars are the same. The work that they're doing with the Chronic Disease Management Program is directly interrupting the cycle of expensive patients misusing the healthcare system. He says while primary prevention programs, such as trying to prevent obesity and diabetes from happening in the first place, are important, it takes a long time to see financial savings.
The interesting thing about this project is that the savings are almost immediate when we're working with high-risk patients. Whereas in typical public health work, vaccinations, healthy eating, farmers market, the benefit is there, but the benefit's gonna happen 20 or 30 years down the road. With this, the benefit happens at 5 o'clock today, as far as the insurance companies are concerned.
Crespo says it costs around $250 to participate in the program. Before being referred, some patients might be hospitalized 2, 3, 5+ times a year at a cost many times that amount. The American Diabetes Association estimates that diabetes cost the state $1.9 billion in 2012, with another $627 million lost due to productivity. 15% of West Virginians have diabetes, ranking the state number one in the country. But Crespo says what truly makes this program successful is the human relationships that community health workers build with their patients. Haynard is a nurse. She knows what diabetes does and how to care for it. But without Browning's encouragement, she wasn't doing what she was supposed to. It's the accountability, she says, that helps her stay on track. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.